of Israel's illegal occupation of Palestine has been a year of death, destruction, carnage, and genocide in Gaza. A year since last October, the unchecked Israeli military assault has only grown wider and deadlier. With over 41,000 Palestinians killed by Israel, the illegal occupying power and the ICJ having ruled on illegality of Israeli occupation, we ask a simple question from those who harp on the disproportionality of Item 7 every year. Do they still believe that Item 7 does not belong to this Council's agenda? Israel has itself buttressed the validity and the need for Item 7 through its continued barbarity in illegally occupied Palestine and elsewhere. We encourage all delegations to engage on this integral agenda item of the IB package and to call upon Israel to put an end to its illegal occupation of Palestine and the ongoing genocidal war. While participating in the UNGA proceedings, the Israeli Prime Minister, in utter defiance of the international law, knowingly ordered a military action that involved brutal massacre of civilians. This symbolism signifies the blatant impunity enjoyed by Israel through a complete disregard and outright contempt for the protections provided under the international law. Mr. President, we also condemn the growing Israeli adventurism in the region. The recent attacks in Lebanon in densely populated civilian areas causing indiscriminate harm violate the cardinal tenets of customary IHL, the principle of distinction and the principle of proportionality, and signify extension of Israeli war crimes. Israel's unbridled attacks on civilian populations and shameless disregard for the international law must be stopped. We echo our support for the work of the COI and SR on OPT and appreciate their diligence and tenacity for documenting the crimes committed by the occupation regime. We also reaffirm our support for the mandate of UNRWA, which remains the longest-serving refugee organization in the world and a lifeline for the besieged people of Palestine. Mr. President, the OIC group reaffirms the need for implementation of the UNGA resolutions and the ICJ ruling on the illegality of Israeli occupation and calls upon all states to comply with their obligations under the international law. We also reiterate our long-standing demand for ending the illegal occupation of all occupied Arab territories, including the occupied Syrian Golan and the Lebanese territories. Realization of the Palestinians' right to self-determination and a just two-state solution is the only durable solution. I thank you.
I thank His Excellency Ambassador of